to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Hello, Cerebral Citizens. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery as we uncover the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Today's episode deals with the subject of stewardship, but I'm not going to address it from the traditional angle and or perspective that most of you are accustomed to. I'm going to deal with the holistic aspects of stewardship. But right before I do, I want to take a few minutes to say thank you to those of you who listen and support the Empower Your Thinking podcast from around the globe. Literally, we have listeners from around the world. And every now and again, I'm going to take time to say thank you and shout out your country, your state, and or your city to let you know that I appreciate your support. I appreciate your listenership, and I'm grateful for you supporting financially, supporting through your prayers and intercessions, supporting through your emails, your words of encouragement, giving feedback as it pertains to the podcast and all of that good stuff. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate each and every one of you. And so let's give a few shout outs to you, my listening audience. Durban, South Africa. Shout out to Durban. Johannesburg, South Africa. Port Elizabeth, South Africa, and Auckland, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Auckland, New Zealand. And of course, I'm grateful to those of you who listen from right here in the United States of America, Hinesville, Georgia, Sedgwick, Kansas, Lexington, Kentucky, and I am so grateful to those of you who are listening in Tyler, Texas, Waterloo, Iowa, and River Forest, Illinois. And so periodically, I'm going to call out your country, call out your state, your city, to let you know that I know you're listening and I appreciate your listenership and I'm grateful for it. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Stewardship. This is our subject focus on today. We're going to possibly break this into two episodes, divide this into two episodes, because there are six specific areas of stewardship that I'm going to deal with. And more than likely, we're just going to be able, for time's sake, able to address three of the six on today's episode, and then we will follow up and close out with the final three. All right. Stewardship, it's more than money. I want you to understand that right out the gate and write that down, that stewardship deals with more than money. Often we reduce stewardship to finances, but it's broader than that. And so today we're going to dive into how stewardship applies to every area of life, not just your financial life, but to every area and every aspect. And there are six specific areas that we are going to address regarding stewardship. All right. But we're going to deal with practicing biblical stewardship leads to fulfillment, it leads to growth and purpose. Understand that stewardship is a mindset. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. Before it manifests into action and or deed, it is first established, developed as a mindset, as a consciousness. Stewardship is a mindset, one that governs how you manage, and not just your finances, but how you manage time, your relationships, your health, your personal development, and yes, your resources. Okay. So let's address the stewarding of our time, the resource of time. Time is the one resource that we can never get back. I want you to hear that. It's invaluable. So right out the gate, stop wasting time. Stop investing time into people, places, and things that cannot reciprocate or can't give you an appropriate or adequate harvest off of your seeds of time. Psalms 90 and verse 12 says something very profound. So teach us to number our days, to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, the verse emphasizes the importance of understanding the brevity of our time on earth. It asks for God to help us make the most of our time so that we may gain wisdom in how we live and make our decisions. This focus is on, catch this, living intentionally. When we talk about stewarding our time, when we talk about helping, asking God to help us to number our days, help us to make the most of the time that He is affording us, it all centers around you living intentionally. In order for you not to be a time waster, you have to live intentionally. You have to be specific and distinct as it pertains to what you're doing and what you're investing your time in. Okay. So again, I want you to focus on living intentionally with awareness of how finite time of our finite time, rather. We're not dealing in this realm with eternity. In this realm, in this world, we are dealing with time. And so when you understand that, when you understand the brevity of our time here on earth, and that it's a resource in which we cannot get back, when you understand how valuable and how invaluable it is, you'll cease to waste it. You'll cease to invest it in that which cannot yield the proper return and or product and or results. We're all called to be wise stewards of our time, using it in ways, catch this, that align with God's priority. With God's priority, you should be investing your time here on earth, because it's God who is the giver. He's the one that has presented us with the gift of time. He's the one that's sustaining it. And so we should ensure that how we invest our time, who we invest it in, what we invest it in as it pertains to activities and things of that nature, that it aligns with His purpose. This means, here's this word again, being intentional. intentional about how we allocate our time to relationships, being intentional of how we allocate our time to work, being intentional of how we allocate our time to rest, as well as our spiritual growth, enhancement, and development. I want you, as it pertains to stewarding time, to start evaluating your daily routines. What are routines that are time wasters? What are routines that you are engaged in that do nothing but suck your time? It does not produce fruit that's beneficial to God, mankind, or you. But what are your time leeches? Come on. I want you to start evaluating your daily routines and identifying the time wasters, the time leechers. Are you spending time on things that align with purpose or pleasure? Uh-oh. Are you spending time on things that align with purpose or pleasure? Are you spending time on things that align with priorities? Adjust your schedule to ensure time is spent on activities that cultivate two things: growth and peace. Growth and peace. Stewardship of relationships. Stewardship of relationships. Relationships are a key area of stewardship. We're in point two. All right. It's important to understand how beneficial relationships are, how beneficial collaboration is to the success of your life, to the fulfillment of destiny. And when you understand that relationships play a crucial part in the success or failure of your purpose, your destiny, your call, your assignment, then you will begin to guard them appropriately. All right. How we invest in our family, how we invest in friends and community reflects our values and our priority. That's good right there. How we invest in our families, how we invest in our communities, how we invest in our relationships reflect how we value them, reflect where we place them in or on our list of priorities. Iron, as iron sharpens iron. This is Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. See, relationships and friendships ought to be mutually beneficial. Yes. I know some of you, you're deceived in thinking that your relationships, your marriage, your friendships, your connections should be solely beneficial to you. But that's not the scripture. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Stewarding relationships requires us to nurture them, to protect them, and to invest in them. This allows them to grow in alignment with the will of God as it pertains to the destiny, the life, the purpose that He has established for you from the foundations of the world. Regularly assess the quality of your relationships. Are you hearing me? You need to regularly assess the quality of your relationships. You may have a plethora of relationships, but which relationship, or out of all of these relationships that you have, which ones are quality relationships? You just don't want, most people, they just don't want any type of car. They want a quality car. They just don't want to wear any brand or type of clothing. They want quality clothing. And you should have the same mindset as it pertains to your relationships. You should have the same mindset as it pertains to your friendships, your connections, whether it's business, whether it's relating to marriage. You should want quality relationships. Quality relationships. So assess your relationships regularly and ask yourself, are my relationships building me up or draining me? And catch this, the flip side of that coin in assessing your relationship, in assessing your relationships, ask yourself, am I building up the relationship or am I draining it? Not just don't ask yourself, is the person or the other persons that you're involved with, don't ask yourself only if they're building and or if they're draining, but flip the question around and ask it on yourself. Am I a builder of the relationships that I'm in, or am I a destroyer? Am I literally brick by brick tearing down, manifesting destruction and demise to my relationships? Am I draining the relationship? Am I only receiving and not giving? Yeah, I know these are questions that many don't want to ask, but come on, it's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to step up. It's time for us to come up in 2025. Stewarding relationships includes setting boundaries, being intentional about connection. I'm not connecting just for the sake of connecting. I'm connecting with intentionality. I'm connecting with a goal in mind. I'm connecting with desired outcomes and desired results. I am setting boundaries as it pertains to my relationships in this season of my life, especially due to the age and stage that I am in. We're talking about stewarding relationships, guarding your relationships. And you do that by setting the proper boundaries and being intentional about why you are connected and or connecting to said person, organization, company, church, why you're marrying this person. Are you marrying Jillian simply because she will take you out of one financial bracket and place you in another? But these are questions that we need to ask ourselves and honestly respond to. All right. And then also, you need, in assessing your relationships, offer support where it's needed. Stop always wanting support, but learn to be supportive. Learn to be supportive in the relationships that you are in. And number three, stewardship of health. Stewardship of health. Caring for your body. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and we are responsible to steward them as such. No, I know you think that your body belongs to you. No. This is my body. No, It's God's body. You didn't construct it. You didn't create it. You're not the architecture thereof. You're not the sustainer thereof. God is. We belong to him. We are bought with a price. So we are responsible not only to steward our time. We're not only responsible to steward our relationships, but that's it. We are responsible to steward our health. Stewardship of health involves both physical care and mental well-being. Stewarding your health is not limited to physical care, but it expands beyond physical care, and it also encompasses and deals with your mental well-being. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? For those of you who are redeemed, for those of you who have received your new creation spirit, your new heart, according to Ezekiel 36. But the Holy Spirit dwells within our physical bodies as we are the temple of God that houses his spirit. And the verse goes on to say, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. I just forestated that, but some of you need scripture because I want you to know, and I'm going to give you scripture here on Empower Your Thinking, because we're empowering our thinking with the word of God. And we are endeavoring to address every aspect of life from God's perspective. But we don't belong to us because we did not purchase us. For you were bought at a price that only God through the blood of Christ could pay. Therefore, glorify God. Glorify God. Glorify God in your body. What are you doing with your body? How are you stewarding your body? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Catch this. They both are God's, which are God's. So it's not enough for you to glorify God in your spirit alone, but we are responsible to glorify God in every area of our lives. Glorify God in your body. If you are doing any and everything with your body, whether that's drinking, whether that's tattooing, whether that's engaged in illicit sexual activities, you are not stewarding your health properly. You are not caring for your body as you ought. Stewarding your health. Now, I know this is, some of you are thinking, well, I didn't download the episode to hear this. Well, you downloaded it and you're listening, so you might as well adhere to what it is God is saying. Stewarding your health starts with making informed decisions about diet, exercise, and stress management. Taking care of your health is not just about appearance. Catch this. But it's about fulfilling your purpose and living with energy and vitality. Oh, this is good stuff. It's good stuff. So on our next episode, we will deal with the final three of the six areas and aspects of stewardship. It's more than money. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. For more updates, follow me on Instagram at iEmpowerLives. Visit my website at ctjohnson.org and feel free to email me any questions or comments about today's episode at info@ctjohnson.org. Until our next episode, remember that a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. This is CT Johnson. I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at @IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.